This is the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Discover how to enhance your reputation as an attorney and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, depending on where you are in the world. My name is Tracy Murda, and I'm here on behalf of Richard Jacobs here at Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast. Today, I'm really excited to have a very special guest here with me today. Her name is Robin Crane. Robin is known for hosting the TV show, The Financial G-Spot radio show, Let's Talk Money, and is a four-time number one best-selling author. Robin's blueprint for financial success has been featured on ABC, The Motley Fool, Fox Business News, and she really tells her story of how she went from making $500 a year to making $500,000 a year in just 2 years in her coaching business. So Robin is here. She shares her story to inspire other women entrepreneurs to do the same. So I want to first welcome you, Robin, and thank you for your time today. I know you're a busy gal, so this is really great to have you.
Thanks, Tracy. It's great to be here.
So, Robin, we've, you know, talked a little bit prior to this. You know, a lot of our core audience, of course, is attorneys, and some of that being female attorneys. And as I was telling you, I like to do anything I can to enrich and empower women. So it's great to have you here. Why don't we start with, tell me a little bit about your background and how you gained expertise in this area.
Absolutely. So my background actually is as a financial advisor. Although before that, I was a singer-songwriter, surprisingly enough. So very weird jump from singer-songwriter to financial advisor. But I did go into financial planning, and I really loved it. But I found that there was something missing. Really, what I found is that as a financial advisor, we were helping people invest their money, but not necessarily helping them shift their habits. And so I actually developed a money coaching program, and I still did financial planning for quite a while, but really got into money coaching and helping people with their beliefs and behaviors around money. And then when I found that I could help them save money by being more conscious about their spending and make smarter investments, I felt like there was still something missing, because even if they could save another $500 or $1,000 a month, really it didn't change their lives as much as if they could make another $1,000 or $10,000 a month. So I actually got into business consulting and started helping people with their sales, with their marketing, targeting their ideal clients. And that's how I've evolved into really helping women entrepreneurs make more money and help more people, which is the name of my new book, Make More Money, Help More People. So,
Robin, where do you think that this drive and passion comes from in, you know, from your past and your work experiences?
Well, my journey really started pretty young. I was like the only job, I didn't really have a job. I always kind of went into business, which was really weird because I didn't expect to. But I remember when I first started, one of my first jobs was being a camp counselor. And one of the things that I got paid like $250 to be a camp counselor. And I remember the following year, they asked if I would go get certified to be a lifeguard and a swimming instructor because I used to swim. So they asked me to do that. And I realized that I can make like three times the amount. So I can make a whole $750 for the whole summer. And I was very excited about that. But after I got certified and I came back and I looked at my options as far as, well, I could go work at a swim club and make $12 an hour, or I could start my own business and make like $12 or $8 a half hour. And I was like 16 years old and I just didn't like the idea of working for the man and them charging $30 a half hour and me only getting paid, you know, $12 an hour. So that kind of started my entrepreneurial path. And I think the connection that I made in my mind and why I'm so passionate about it today is that I really believe that I should get paid for the value I provide, not necessarily the time that I spend. And I knew I could help teach kids how to swim. I knew I could provide a ton of value. And so I did start my own business and I did actually do very, very well. And you know, in a few years, I was charging for a pretty young kid. I was charging $25 a half hour, and I had around the clock kids at my house, at my parents' house, in their backyard, and in their pool. And I would make a nice chunk of change in the summer, and then I was a pretty good saver. So I got very passionate myself about getting paid for the value I provide. And then when I started to get into financial planning, I was very passionate about helping people with their own money because it affects their lives so much. And then getting into business coaching, it was like, wow, now I could really make an impact because these women are helping people so much. They have such transformational value to provide, but I was frustrated to watch them not get paid what they're worth. So that just got me hooked. And now I just love, I love watching women change their business, turn their business around by really helping more people and getting paid for that value that they provide.
I love that. And you could just tell in your passion, in your voice, in your spirit, what this really does mean to you. That is a great story on the swimming lessons. I mean, it is, because I think we're always taught, you know, you need to work 9 to 5, you need to put in X. No, when there's so much more value, that's, I think it oftentimes gets forgotten that that's what you should be paying for, not the number of hours. You know, you could sit behind a desk and do nothing for 8 hours, but yeah, I love that. So if you could sum up in a one or two words or a few words, what is your vision? What is your sort of your goals for what you do?
Well, I guess the one word that I see for women is transformation. I would say, I mean, really it's hard not to sum it up with my book title, because I'm so passionate about that. But if I had to put it in a sentence, it's make more money, help more people, which is why I called the book that name. But really, it's about transformation. And I believe that the women who come to me, and you know, the lawyers, the attorneys listening to this, I know you provide so much transformation. I know you can help more people. And sometimes we get caught up with, you know, the day-to-day, the business, like how to run the business. And oftentimes, you know, one of my money types is actually called overgenerous Olivia. And overgenerous Olivia tends to give a lot of her time for free, or maybe not charge what she's worth. And what I find is that there really is a connection between the amount of money you provide, or excuse me, the amount of money you charge and the transformation that you can provide. And part of it is because when people pay, they pay attention. When people pay, they pay attention. So if they pay a lot for your service and you provide a transformational and sustainable service, not just like getting paid by the hour, but actually work backwards and think of what do they need if I worked with them over the next 3 months or 6 months, like all the components so that I can really transform their lives, and then give them a package deal, you know, a program rate so that it's a high ticket value, but they get more out of it. That's how I like to work with my clients, because then the end user, their clients have more transformation, and then the business owner herself gets paid more. And so I love to help my clients kind of repackage their services, really see how they can provide more transformation to their clients. And then it allows me to provide transformation to them, because when they make more money and help more people, everything changes in their life for the better.
I love that. I always find it interesting to, when I talk to people who are, you know, in a position such as yours and do what you do, who is it, you know, so many people I'm sure look to you and get inspiration. Who gives you inspiration? Who surprises and awes you?
That's a good question. You know, what's the craziest thing? I was going to say, you know, I mean, there's definitely the Oprahs of the world who I definitely get inspired by. And for sure, and I said the Oprahs of the world because, you know, she's not the only one, but I recently actually was in Vegas just this last week, and I partnered with a woman from Dress for Success. Her name's Paula Lawrence. She runs Dress for Success, which is an organization, a wonderful organization that helps support women getting back in the workforce. And we had a nice segment on TV on ABC, and then I went back to her office and the warehouse and saw what she was doing. And I got inspired again. You know, someone like that who puts all her time and energy to help people, help women, is definitely an inspiration to me. And Diane von Furstenberg is another one I just partnered with to give back to. And I went to her store and had my book and birthday bash. So it's kind of, you know, the women lately that are inspiring me are the women that are doing more to help other women, because that's what I love. But I will say probably the women who inspire me the most now are the women who are in my Femme Mentorship. I have a mentorship called the Female Empowered Moneymakers Mentorship. And it's amazing, Tracy, to see the transformation in their lives. For example, I have a woman who, you know, she was close to closing her business. And she has a personal training studio out in Alaska. And then she even went into debt. She had to take out a $40,000 loan, but ended up a month later in my Femme Mentorship. And she turned her business around. Within a few months, she had a $93,000 month. You know, she was at the point of almost closing her business. God. So that inspires me when these women take action, when they follow my coaching and they actually do it and they get results. You know, and I've worked with architects, the twin architects that I love working with these ladies. They've been in my world for like 2 years. Also similar story, 24 years in the business, phenomenal at at what they do. Phenomenal architects are so good at providing value to their clients, but they still had no idea how to run a successful business. And they got to a point where they were thinking about going to another firm and giving up and, you know, just getting a salary, getting a steady job because they were so like behind in payments. And now they've completely turned it around. They've doubled their income. They've increased their salary by 50%. And they still have like all this money to pay off all the debt they were in. Like they're 90% paid off on all that. And it's just like that inspires me. Like I've seen it in front of my eyes. They're now like my favorite ladies in the world. I love them to death. And I've watched them change their lives because they've taken that action. So that actually is the most inspiration I get is watching these ladies day after day, you know, that I get to help watching them change their lives.
Let me ask you, Robin, too. This is something, I mean, I always worked. I have a child, one on the way. I hate even going there because it's so, does anyone even ask men these questions? I don't know. But how do we, as women, you know, balance that life of motherhood, having a career, especially as an entrepreneur or doing something, you know, innovative out on your own, which does take different hours and different levels of, you know, commitment. How have you seen, you know, either yourself or others kind of forge through and, you know, become successful in those realms?
Yeah. And that's hilarious because, when are you due?
September.
September. Oh my gosh. Just like one of my clients, she's due in September. So one of my clients, her name is Jess. Actually, she just came out with a new book since, we met. She actually partnered with my husband as well to come out with a new book. Her book is called Strong Woman, Stronger Assets. So I'm very, very proud of her. But she's pregnant. She's due in September. And she just wrote a book. Like, it was amazing. She did the Fem Mentorship. She's making a lot more money. And then she also wrote a book, like, in her first trimester. Like, it was just unbelievable. And we were looking at, like, she made some videos. And she's making this video. And she's like, she's getting all emotional. She's like, it's not just because I'm pregnant. I'm really excited about the book, you know, whatever it was. But I mean, we couldn't believe it. I mean, husband and I, we were just like, wow, like this is so incredible because she made it happen. And I'm going to tell you a secret that it's very early to tell because I'm only 10 weeks and I'm also expecting.
Oh,
so
wow.
I'm due in January. So I will reveal that to your audience. But the way really it works, pretty exciting, right? So I think there's never balance. It's not, I don't think it's a balancing act. What I think it is really, it's all about choices. It's all about choices. And what happens is when you become a business owner, not just a business operator, you are able to do what you're phenomenal at. And then you start making more money and then you can outsource the rest. You're not going to outsource motherhood. You're not going to outsource probably feeding your baby. But I'll tell you, I'm now building my business around the life that I want. My husband and I love to say ideal business, ideal life. And you get to have, when you have your ideal business, you control your day to day, you control your schedule, you control what you do, and you get to create what you want. And I have my Fem Mentorship. I have one starting in July 25th. I have another starting in October. And then the next one doesn't start till March because I'm going to have a baby and I'm going to spend time with my baby. So I get to choose. So I think it's really about choices. And I think you have the experience of having more choices when you begin to run your business like a business owner so that you have more control over what you do and when you do it versus operating and basically having a job that you don't really control because it just is like you get to work the 100 hours that you choose to work a week, right? You know, you get to choose those 100 hours, but it's like ridiculous. So I really don't have to work as much or as hard anymore because I've established that. And I think working hard is everything. That's really, really important. Like, I don't want to tell people to slack off, but I do think most people, not just women, but most people are doing things that they should not be doing. If you can go, if you're a lawyer and you can go charge $300 or $400 or bill out whatever, $500 an hour, and you're finding yourself doing paperwork or doing things that you know you could charge, or I mean, pay $25 to $40 an hour, stop doing that stuff because then you cannot outsource time with your family. So then you hire someone else to do that stuff. You go spend time making money and fulfilling on the things that you're good at, like law, whatever you do at your law firm. And then you go spend time with your family because you can and you should. And that's why we became business owners to begin with.
Now, is this your first or you have children already?
This is the first that I'm cooking up. I have a 10-year-old stepdaughter. So this is the first one I'm cooking up. But yeah, I've had my stepdaughter since she was 2 and she's now 10. So I have it. I have a daughter, but I have not, have not had an infant yet. So it is different, but yeah, I definitely
you've gotten to see her probably in those ages, I've got a 3-year-old now who's my little girl, mm-hmm. but do you find, I find this, I work from home for the most part when I'm not traveling, but I find it so important I keep her home with me some days just to sit with me, and she loves it. She's like, "Mommy, you're making money," and you know, all these things. But I feel like it's really important to instill in them that, you know, hey, mommy can take off and do what she wants to do because I've built that life. And this is, you know, I want that at such an early age. I mean, do you find that really important for young girls and even, you know, little kids?
I do. There's a few things that we've done with our daughter that I think are really special. My daughter actually became a #1 bestselling author on her 8th birthday. So she actually she's technically a 9-time #1 bestselling author. And 5 of those books are children's books that she wrote or co-wrote. And then some other books, maybe it's 6, I don't even know, but she co-wrote some other things and chapters and whatnot. And it does help that my husband does that for a living, that he teaches business owners to write the right book and to use it as their most powerful marketing tool. But she's gotten to create and then feel very empowered by having something like that where she could. I remember the first time she was actually talking to our dog, and she's like, "Hi, I'm an international best-selling author." And they were having a little conversation. I'm like, wow, she's really, really proud of that. Although during it, she basically hated us. You know, it was like, like any kid, you know, you don't want to do chores and you don't want to do what you have to do. But what's interesting is my husband recently wrote this fable, and it's called The Mule and the Magician. And basically the whole idea of it is that the mule is working hard. He's working hard. He's working hard. And then he has enough money just to kind of, you know, eat enough and have enough. And it's just kind of like enough. And then he talks about the magician, who he happens to use as a woman. And the magician goes and she works, but she uses her magic and she creates valuable results, and she creates results, and she creates results. And then he says, and she gets paid more than enough, and she has, you know, more time. And when he read this to her daughter, she actually got really, really sad. And it was really interesting because it impacted her. And she said, "That's sad, Daddy. I don't want to hear it again." And he said, "Well, who do you want to be? Do you want to be like the mule or like the magician?" And she said, "The magician, but I feel really bad for the mule." And she was really sad about it. But recently she asked my husband if she could take that to school, because she tried to explain it to a friend and they didn't really get it. And so she actually wanted to share it. So it really impacted her, the concept of getting paid for the value versus getting paid for the time. But it is kind of sad. She's right. She's a very sensitive kid. She's very empathetic. And it makes me sad too sometimes. This is why I'm so passionate about what I do, because I see these women, they work so hard. They're so great at what they do. They have so much value, but they don't necessarily get paid for the value. They get paid for the time, and only the time that they really get paid for. And I know that happens with attorneys, you know, is that they're billing for hours, but when they're not billing for hours, you know, and they're working the business or whatever else they're doing on the back end, they're not getting paid for it. You know, so it's just a lot of work and not always enough reward, which allows us to do what we want to do and spend more time with our family.
Exactly. But I want to talk a lot about your book. But before we move on, as I mentioned earlier, a lot of our audience and a lot of who I work with on a daily basis are female attorneys. Some have their own practices. Some are within a smaller practice. Have you worked with this type of audience at all? And what has been your experience with even similar, you know, positions or in similar areas of business?
Yeah, we recently had a 3-day event called Advanced Sales Mastery, and there's an attorney, you know, female attorney there as well. She loved it. It was really exciting. She got a lot out of it. Really the focus, and it's not just attorneys that I work with. I mean, obviously I work with all sorts of service-based women entrepreneurs. Like I mentioned, architects, I have an accountant for hedge fund managers, lots of coaches, and I work with a lot of female financial advisors as well. But I think what it really applies to everyone, you know, in this type of industry, it goes back to I always go back to the end user, you know, who's your ideal client? Who do you really want to work with? You need to become the expert. You need to specialize. And that allows you to be seen as an authority and gives you credibility in your field. And I don't want to get, you know, thrown rocks at here, but I will say that, you know, most attorneys chart not, and I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, so hopefully I'm wrong, but I think, you know, at least in our experience from an outside perspective, we think attorneys are charging by the hour. And hourly for me always feels expensive, because I feel like then when they start talking about the weather, I'm like, don't talk about the weather. That's costing $10. You know, and so I'm like constantly, and this is my money type happens. One of my money types happens to be Cheap Chip, which Cheap Chip doesn't like to spend money, is kind of a hoarder, likes to save, very scarcity minded. And I've shifted a lot of my money type. It's not really how I am today, but it still enters my, you know, my realm here. So I'm just conscious of that. So for me, you know, I was working with the architects, for example. They were really billing hourly and all that. And what we did is, like I said earlier, in regards to having a transformational and sustainable program or service, is that we created something better for the client, where they had more handholding, where they had more of a premium service, where they still got to choose. You know, they have a premium and basic rate. But we really thought about what do they need in order to get the most transformational and sustainable result. And instead of billing by the hour anymore, now they have packages, and their packages went from, you know, averaging maybe a client was paying them 20 grand to now they just recently, last few months, closed a client at 118,000. That's not the average, but that was a nice high-end client. And what they found was that when they did it this way, their clients were much more raving fans. They were actually getting so much more out of it. They didn't feel nickel and dime. They felt like you just took care of them until they got the end result. And I think that the world is moving in that direction. People want value. They want to pay for the value. And if you can figure out what your ideal client wants and how to get them that result, and put it in a package, and maybe some of you are doing that already, but if you can do that in a way that's really transformational to them, they will pay more money for it. And you, when I said earlier, when people pay, they pay attention. What happens when people pay, they pay attention, like they value it more. But also what happens, especially for women, because they care so much to provide more value, is that when people pay you a lot more money, you pay attention. So you give them even more value. You'll be even more like there for them and willing to help them. And then you're not feeling like, oh, I'm not getting paid for this, or, you know, I'm not billing for this. So, you know, you have this feeling of being taken advantage of. So I think it really turns the table around, and ultimately it allows you to provide more value while also allowing you to get paid more for your time and be able to get paid for the value.
Absolutely. Let's talk about your new book, Make More Money, Help More People. Tell me what was the inspiration behind it, and just tell us a little bit more about it.
Yeah, I'm so proud of this book. It's like my little baby until my little baby comes out. But I'm so proud because it really, this is like what I stand for. And it really is I have some other books, but this book I feel like really represents what I do and how I help women. And it's part of it is really focused on, you know, make more money, help more people. The initial idea of that is that when, just like I was talking about, that when you make more money, because you do it in a way that is geared towards providing more value to your client, you help more people. Now imagine, like, let's take an attorney here who makes, I don't know, $250,000 a year. And now if we increase that, doubled that, and she made $500,000 a year, it's pretty clear that she helped more people. Like, she probably had more clients. She probably, you know, gave them more transformation. So to some degree, either she did one or the other or both, and that way she was helping more people. So I believe that there's a direct relationship that when you get paid more, you also provide more transformation, because we're the type of people who care. But then there's another level to it, which is when you make more money, you also give more, you know, make more to give more. So I was just, like I was mentioning, I had this segment in Las Vegas and was on with Dress for Success. And I donated books to them and the women who are going back to work. And then I was sitting in her office, and not her office, but the warehouse there. And she was telling me how she had this vision to make this room where people, they're not just going to get clothes, but they're also going to get educated in how to do their interviews and how, you know, resumes and all this stuff. And she had this amazing vision. And she was telling me that she's applying for a grant. But I said, well, you know, what, what can you do with $2,500? Like, could you get started? Could you just do that? Get something going. And she's like, oh, with $2,500, I could do this, I could do that. And I'm like, and what's your PayPal? And I literally took out my phone and sent her $2,500. Like, it wasn't the end all be all. It's not $250,000, but it was just something to start because I could, and it felt really good to help people. And now I'm getting much more involved in other organizations to do that because I want to really have an expansive, give back. But that's just the secondary. That's like the secondary value add, I think, when you make more money, is that you really are able to give more. But for me, the book is much more focused on all the transformation that, by helping my clients, they were able to help their clients. And there's this ripple effect and how that affects your life and how it affects your family and how it affects the people around you. And so the inspiration was really all the incredible results that my clients have been getting and how their lives have changed and the lives of their clients have changed. And almost every chapter, maybe minus three out of the 10 of them, are about a client. Otherwise, it's, some of my stories and whatnot, but it's very, very story driven. That's very inspirational, will help motivate you, get you excited. But then I also have specific, tangible takeaways, like how to attract your ideal client and how to drive people to the next step so you don't chase prospects, and how to close sales in a way that's more transformational for the clients, and really walks you through step by step how to do this so you can make more money and help more people.
Robin, you've definitely inspired me. And I think just the mere sound of what you're talking about, people really relate to other stories. So I think I'm definitely looking forward to reading it. And how does someone get in touch with you? What ways that people can work with you, either through some of your seminars or get this book?
Yeah, well, the best way to find me is just go to my website, robincrane.com. That's robincrane.com. And you can go under work with me, and you can even, if you go to my FEM page, that's you can book a call with me. And I mean, I'm really looking for, if someone wants help, I'm willing to help them. So I'm looking for women who are really wanting to take it to the next level, and we can jump on a call for 15 minutes, and I'm not here to convince you. I don't want to work with people who aren't ready. So you don't have to worry that I'm going to try to sell you. It's all about finding a fit. And that's exactly what I teach. And that's what my clients are really congruent with, which is why they do so well. You're looking for people who want your help. My husband talks about being a superhero, and like, you don't go around trying to save people who aren't going, help, help, help. You know, you really are. You save the people who are saying, hey, I need help. I want your help. I want to take it to the next level. I want to double or triple my income. So if that's you, then I would say set up a call with me. I'd love to take the time to get to know you and understand how I might be able to help you. That would be number one. If you want to come to an event, even if you just want to come to an event, I wouldn't mind, jumping on a call for a few minutes, because we can figure out which event is right for you. You know, we have an Advanced Sales Mastery event, which is a great, phenomenal, very content rich event to help you provide more transformation, find the fit when you're working with clients in a way that's not convincing and not obnoxious and salesy and manipulative, but really, really, I love to say beautiful, really a way to help people. So that's a great event I just did in Las Vegas, my Positioning Yourself for Profits event, which is a women only event. That's coming up. We're going to do that again in Tampa on August 26th and 27th. So if you're at all curious about that, I have scholarships available. So I would just book a call with me and I can talk to you about how that works. So book a call fan page. You'll fill out a little questionnaire so I know a little about your business and can provide you more value on the call. And then lastly, a couple of ways you can get my book. So one, you can get it on Amazon. You can just search Make More Money, Help More People. You can get the paperback, or you can get the Kindle version. The Kindle version is literally $1.99 still. Like, I just haven't raised the price because I'm so passionate about it. I just want people to have it. If they want to read it, like, read it. Like, it's not going to break the bank. It will make you a lot of money if you apply this stuff. But I wanted to, for your guests especially, give away a nice, amazing gift here. And like I said, if you like it on the Kindle, get on the Kindle. You just want to download my book for free, absolutely free. You can go to robincrane.com/free book. So robincrane.com/free book. You can download it right now. It's available. Do it soon. I don't know if that will last forever. But I want you to have it and read it, and you're going to love the stories. It will inspire you, motivate you, and you'll love the tangible takeaways, because then you can put it into action right away. So yeah, would love for you to have that. And there's even lots of, like, there's even bonuses once you get the book. I just give a lot away because I'm here to make a difference. I'm here to make an impact. So this is most important to me in my life.
Robin, I love it. I'm downloading it right now. I'm on it. I appreciate your time today. This has been great. And it's, again, like I said, it's really inspired me. And I know our listeners, both female and all of our male listeners out there as well. You know, there's always something to be said when you, you meet someone who has that positive message, just like, you know, you were saying with the Dress for Success team. That's kind of the same thing I feel here today. So I really appreciate your time. For our audience, this again was Robin Crane, money and business growth expert and number one best-selling author of Make More Money, Help More People. Robin, thank you so much for your time today. I wish you well and congratulations and blessings to you and your family.
Thank you. You too, Tracy. Thanks so much. It was a pleasure.
You've been listening to the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Call 888-225-8594. Or email rj@speakeasymarketinginc.com to enhance your reputation and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.